David Rothschild, great day for Scots to leave UK. Rejoin EU, make Harry and Meghan King and Queen. By Jack Montgomery on September 8, 2022. Economist David Rothschild welcomed news of the Queen's ill health as an opportunity for Scotland to break with the United Kingdom, re-enter the globalist European Union, and coronate Meghan Markle and her husband Harry as co-monarchs. Dr. David Rothschild, an economist at Microsoft Research in New York City and fellow at Columbia University and the University of Pennsylvania, who reports he is not in any way related to the powerful banking family which shares his surname, first quipped that it would be hysterical if the UK just passes over Charles and makes William King as Charles's mother lay dying at Balmoral, Scotland. This is not how the British Constitution works. However, with a transfer of power from the monarch to the heir apparent being instantaneous on the former's death. So, perhaps seeking to elicit a stronger reaction from the over 100,000 followers of his verified Twitter account, Dr. Rothschild sought to contrive an even more abrasive tweet. "How about this," he suggested. "Today would be a great day for Scotland to declare their independence, rejoin the EU, and make Harry and Meghan their king and queen." Even the left separatist, Europhile leader of Scotland's devolved government, roughly equivalent to a state government in the United States, did not seem to share this sentiment, however. "All of us are feeling profoundly concerned at reports of Her Majesty's health," First Minister Nicola Sturgeon had said prior to the Queen's passing. "Scotland loved, respected, and admired her," she added in a tribute published after the monarch's death was confirmed. "It was the Scottish royal family that finally united the British crowns in 1603, when King James VI of Scotland acceded to the English throne, as James I, on the death of the childless Elizabeth I. As his descendant Elizabeth II has passed away at her estate in Scotland, it will be in the Palace of Holyrood House in Edinburgh that she will first lie in repose, with a service of reception held in the nearby High Kirk, St Giles Cathedral, before she is conveyed by royal train to London." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.